Anthony Banbury's announcement of fresh allegations against Blue Helmet serving in CAR during 2014 and last year came just hours after the High Commissioner for Human Rights had listed new allegations against foreign military personnel. They are the latest in a series of abuse allegations that have bedeviled the UN mission in CAR, MINUSCA. Mr. Banbury identified two Bangladeshis serving in November last year who allegedly paid a minor in exchange for sex. A peacekeeper from the Democratic Republic of the Congo and another from Morocco also face allegations of abuse, together with four Blue Helmets from Niger. Mr. Banbury broke down as he explained the reaction to yet more allegations at UN headquarters.
It's hard to imagine the outrage that people working for the United Nations and for the causes of peace and security feel when these kinds of allegations come to light. Particularly involving minors, which are so hard to understand.
He went on to say that helping the victims was the first priority.
The United Nations is doing everything we possibly can to assist the victims, to bring accountability and justice for them, and hopefully to prevent these cases from, or any such cases from, recurring.
Important changes were well underway, he said, in how the UN could prevent abuse, including an expanded vetting system for every peacekeeper going into the field and a requirement for member states to vouch for them. Mr. Banbury added that abuse response teams in priority missions were now mandatory, and he stressed that the UN did not have the power itself to prosecute. He said there was likely to be a total of 69 abuse cases involving Blue Helmets for last year, 22 from MINUSCA alone. 2014 saw 51 cases in total. Failure on the part of any UN staff member to report allegations of abuse was a moral crime, he added. Matthew Wells, United Nations.